good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, how sweet it is. Lots of sugar everywhere. And I kind of just got reminded again, you know, I've been aware of how much sugar is in, for instance, soda. There's lots of sugar in soda, but there's sugar in so many things that we don't even think about. And I was looking at an article that talked about the average American, or the American Heart Association has put together this information, and they recommend, the Heart Association recommends, our added sugar. Now, we're not at this point talking about sugars that are naturally found in apples and oranges. All fruit has some sugar in it, and many other foods, milk, and for instance, naturally has sugar in it. But so we're talking here about added sugar. And the American Heart Association recommends 6 teaspoons, only 6 teaspoons of added sugar in a day. And actually, our intake now, our average intake is 22 teaspoons, almost, 4 times as much, you know, and we don't even realize that we are adding it, because it's not like we're taking a teaspoon of sugar and putting it into something. In the most cases, it's where it's been added for us in processed foods. The average American consumes about 3 1/4 cups in a week, and that would be about the same amount of sugar in 27 candy bars. Do you eat 27 candy bars in a week? I'm guessing some people do, but for the most part, most of us don't. But that would be the equal amount of sugar. And in 1822, Americans consumed the amount of added sugar in 1 12-ounce can of soda every 5 days. This is a long time ago. We didn't have soda wherever we went. But average Americans consumed the amount of added sugar in 1 12-ounce can of soda every 5 days. Today, we consume that amount every 10 hours, which is equivalent to 12 cans of soda in 5 days. So our consumption of sugar certainly has increased, and mostly because of all of those extra special things that we purchase that are already made up for us. Now, true, over the holidays, I'm sure some of you listening, many of you listening, have made lots of sugary things like cookies and candy and so on. It's the holiday thing to do. But the biggest problem is with that ongoing kinds of things that we just buy and we don't even think about the sugar. Well, how did we get hooked on sugar to begin with? Well, it's something that we didn't have to work at. It's a natural, inborn preference. And I remember long ago, this many years ago, when I was going to the National Extension Home Economist meeting, and we had presentations, you know, by various people. And the one researcher had taken pictures of newborn babies after they had had various flavors, just a touch of it on their tongue. Well, the pictures said, you know, that picture is worth 1,000 words, maybe more words. The picture of the baby with a little bit of sweet on its tongue had this smile. Brand new baby, you know. It wasn't that smile that's from after they get acquainted with people and you're talking to them. So this was a natural reaction versus the ones with salt and something sour, something bitter were, ooh, bad faces, even on these newborns. And one of the ideas is that this was a safety factor, our preference for sweet, long ago in our hunting and gathering ancestors, that if something was sweet, it was not poisonous. I don't know if that's still true in our daily things that we have. Probably not. But long ago in our ancestors, if it was sweet, it was safe to eat. And it is an inborn preference. So that's how we get started. But then we have lots of help just adding that all together. Now, there are lots of forms of sugar, the ones in chemically speaking, you know, sucrose, dextrose, lactose, that's the one that's in milk. There are various kinds of sugars, and we've heard a lot about the high fructose corn syrup and the damage it's doing to health. But is that any different than lots of the other kinds of sugars that we get in various places? Just, you know, it's a question to ask, because sugar and high consumption of sugar has been related not only to diabetes, but also to heart disease, to even macular degeneration. I mean, there's, you know, we always have to kind of question where some of our research comes from, but at least there has been some research that points out that high amounts of sugar in our diet are related to lots of other diseases. And, of course, one of the problems is that it also helps to encourages obesity when it's, and so often our sugary things come along with a lot of high fat, too, but it's not just the fat, it's also the sugar. Roughly 80% of all packaged foods in the United States contain added sweeteners. So, like I say, it's everywhere. Now, some research over the past few years has been done by Robert Lustig, and he is now the director of the University of California, San Francisco's Weight Assessment for Teen and Child Health Program. So he has a new book, Fat Chance, Beating the Odds Against Sugar, Processed Food, Obesity, and Disease. That's the name of the book, that whole long one. Fat Chance, Beating the Odds Against Sugar, Processed Food, Obesity, and Disease. And so he's been doing a lot of work on how sugar relates to, especially children, but for all of us, how it relates to obesity and a lot of the problems that we are having. So often we focus in on the fat content of foods and not the sugar content. And often when they lower the fat, the sugar amount has been raised. That's true, for instance, in some of the lower fat yogurts. You need to take a double look at that. And some of the lower fat ice creams, those kinds of things. And like I say, it's just everywhere. Now, what about those sugars that are natural? Those are the ones that are, you know, nature put in our foods. Like apples are probably one of the sweetest fruits that there is, has the highest amount of sugar. Pineapple and strawberries are quite a bit lower in the amount of sugar in a serving. Bananas are lower than apples. A large apple has about 23 grams of sugar in it. But with all of these kinds of foods, what else comes along with it? When we're eating a big cinnamon roll that we bought, we're getting a lot of carbohydrates, a lot of fat, a lot of sugar, not many nutrients, not many vitamins and minerals along with it. Versus when we're eating the fresh apple, the banana, the strawberries, vegetables, all those kinds of things that all have some amount of natural sugar, we're getting so many more nutrients, some of them we don't even know about yet. You know, there's so much research going on, but we hear about antioxidants, and the list goes on of the kinds of health benefits there are to eating those kinds of products that have sugar from nature, not just the sugar, but all the things that come along with them. And that's always been a question, I guess, when we talk about calories. What's the nutrient content of this particular food? So it's what comes along with it, the fiber. The list goes on and on of all the good things that comes along with that natural sugar. So that's why we don't worry about it so much. It's the balance that our bodies can handle all that when it's the balance of all those things together, rather than this big influx of sugar as there is, for instance, in a can of soda. The soda probably gets the biggest amount of discussion or blame for the sugar content that we have in our diets. And for some people, that's, you know, I see people carrying around these quart containers of soda that has sugar in them. So it is a big question and important thing to think about, of how much of those kinds of things we're getting. Even things like apple juice, which a lot of mothers were said that's a good thing to give your kids as they're growing up. Well, some is, but apple juice is high in sugar, and by the time you've made juice out of it, there's no longer any fiber. There's some of the other nutrients missing. Orange juice, lots of orange juice, not one glass we're talking about, but this particular doctor cites a sample of a teenager that came in that was, as he said, as white as he was tall, and talked about what this child was eating, and the mother said, well, he drinks lots of orange juice. I mean, lots of orange juice every day, many glasses. Well, she thought he was being very healthy. Yeah. I always go back to what Emily Kringle, our dietitian and director of food service at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, says, variety and moderation. That keeps us healthy if we think about variety and moderation. Nothing, no food, such as an apple or orange juice, that's really good for us, is good for us in big quantities. We need that variety and moderation. If you want to know about sugar in the foods that you're buying, such as spaghetti sauce, barbecue sauce, cereals, and so on, if you don't want to pay attention to grams, at least look at where sugar is listed in the ingredients. A healthy muffin may have sugar listed as the first ingredient. Maybe put that one back on the shelf. Anyhow, just kind of take a look at yourself and how sweet are you going to be today? And until next time, here's a thought. Make peace with your present so it won't screw up your future.